People have to realize there is something in this world called evil. It isn't just the cunning of some humans and psychopaths. You're talking about a system that snowballs as it goes along and can lead to absolute horror. Who've talked about the horror that they can bring in when they cut back on energy consumption? But that means food, folks. Huh? Protein, especially. They even have worked out how long you can go without the proteins as general society in times of hardship, and how long before you start getting a higher mortality rate in children. The old childhood diseases would reappear, regardless of vaccines, it's nourishment and hygiene, all the rest of it. Once you start cutting those, they've talked about this with glee for years and years and years, the things they would have to do to reduce the population. Well, when you're not working, when most folk are not working, where most folk can't get an income, where the factories and plants end up are all gone in China anyway, by your politicians that you vote for, and you can make nothing for yourselves. Most folk don't even know how to plant anything and grow their own food. It's not difficult to bring in a horrific, evil system rather quickly. And they even have the way the media, the electronic media, the same ones that got a reign of terror on you with their hype, a deliberate reign of terror, and they're getting paid to do it. The same media will be telling you as you're dying off and you're starving that somehow the hope's just round the corner. And food will come in from so-and-so eventually, blah, blah. We're working these things out. They went, oh my God, no, we didn't realize there was going to be a famine over there, or a flood came in, or the weather changed, whatever it was. And they can play you the same way if they bring in all the chaos. They've had war games over this years ago. The tabletop exercises. There's nothing happens in society where they haven't done it multiple times in select groups. How to manage the population as they take you down. Look at all the ones just for the COVID exercises that long before they happened. Huh? Over and over again. Right down to how will the public react here. What about certain bloggers and what about certain people who won't go along? Well, you can start off by slowing them down. Well, they get the cyber war guys and the ones they used on enemies across the world and countries that you are taking down to dominate and destroy. Now use them on your own people. The US is doing it. Canada, it's in the papers here in Canada, using the cyber warfare guys on guys like me. And I really mean it. I can hardly get a web page up because of it. And my so-called web provider, my server provider, they're in on it too because they know they're slowing me down. And I'm paying to get slowed down. That's beyond harassment. Eh? This is the stuff you'd expect in what we used to call totalitarian states. And if the Stasi had it in East Germany, they would have used everything that's happening now against their own people. You're seeing it now, folks. You're under tyranny. Listen, if truth is valid and can be proven, no one has any worry about letting the truth out to the public. But when they will not allow people to discuss anything, or put their points, or ask questions even, you're under tyranny. When people are being banned from speaking, you're under tyranny. That goes across the world in any system or society. That's a clue right away, folks. You're supposed to go into big changes under the guise of COVID, bankruptcies, national bankruptcies, into a world system and a managed takedown of the numbers of the human population, step by step by step by step. And you're at the cusp of it now, going down. And you'll be managed all the way down. That's what it's all about. They've already brought in the idea of eugenics. You're essential to the system or you're not essential to the system. Superior, inferior. You're getting the point here? they're getting the people to accept, oh, well, I'm inferior because I'm not essential, until you start saying it and believing it yourself. No one can tell you you're not essential. No one can tell you to stop working to provide for yourself, for your own survival. That's hell. That's tyranny. This is evil, folks. Very simple. This is evil. But the whole thing with this, but the U.S., as I say, they played the voters in the U.S. I mean, all sides are getting played, folks. All sides. I think everybody plays their part in all sides anyway. That's what I've always said. And I'm sure more folk did vote for Trump because they didn't want to bring in a communist system. They saw taking the country into burnings and lootings and riots and so on, and beatings and killings. That turned a lot of people towards Trump. But he didn't do anything about it. Or this, oh, because you always say nobody would cooperate with him. Who's kidding who? It's a show. It's always a show. They play their parts and they play you along. And it's really sad that a lot of folk really want to try and hold on to some part of the system that's now being completely overthrown. Because the system that's coming in now, literally, is like a science fiction, where your reality is made and remade over and over again, almost weekly, sometimes daily, in fact, where nothing is meant to make any sense according to facts. Facts must be sustainable. This fact must be provable to be a fact. If it's not provable, it's not a fact. I've already said facts don't matter when there's an agenda underway, when it's mandated from the top.